when it comes to these relationships that may be difficult. You may have a mother-in-law that you're just driving you up the wall, or a sister-in-law that's just difficult, and you find it hard to be loving toward them. And the scripture is very clear that for us as Christians, we have a responsibility to love that person.
Welcome to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Randy's a counselor and coach, and your advocate for the family. Today is part two of Dr. Randy's five-part teaching series entitled Intentional Living with Your In-Laws. Now, from the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, where we want to help you be intentional for your life, here's Randy.
All right. Thank you, Kurt. We got a lot to get at here today. We're going to be talking with some staff and visitors a little later in the program about this topic and hear their reflections on in-law relationships. We'd love to hear yours as well. Share them with us on our storyline, calling 888-888-1717. We'd love to hear you and hear what God's doing, or leave a question with us, or join the Facebook discussion. You can get there by going to our website at theintentionallife.com. I'm going to continue on. This is a five-day series of teaching. What we have is a intentional living teaching studio here where visitors from the community and our staff get together and I teach. And then we're sharing this teaching on the air. And, of course, all of our teaching going to our monthly members. We'll talk more about that a little bit later. But this is a very practical five-day series right now on this high-stake relationship with in-laws. It can make or break the quality of your relationship. You'll be hearing in a moment this clip as we get into it, this first teaching, that one of the major issues in marriage is how much time should we spend with in-laws and how to have, you know, quality relationship and how to make that work. I'll get into that in just a moment, and we're sharing 10 very practical things with you today. All right, let's go into the teaching studio and begin the lesson. Another researcher from the Cooperative Legal Services, they studied 2,000 couples and 800 divorcees, and what they found is that one-third of divorces, there was an underlying tension about how often and how much time we should see our parents and family. Isn't that interesting? One-third of divorces, part of the factor that was a tension in the leading to the divorce was they couldn't agree on how to fit the in-laws into their marriage. I thought, wow, that's really interesting. And then part of that research, this is just was really interesting to me, that daughters, that you ladies are better at assuring your father, if you have a good relationship with him, that he's still your father. But that men, we are not as good at assuring our moms that they still matter. We go on with our lives, you know, and we're busy doing things. And the moms are, what's that little saying? You know, you have a daughter for always. Anybody know what that is? But, you know, when you have a son and they leave home, and many moms are still feeling like, hey, do I still have a son? Where with our daughters, they still back and they're still daddy's little girl. Isn't that an interesting dynamics? Do you see how all of this can be a setup to the problems that can occur when we start having relationships with in-laws? So with all that being said, I was thinking about the freedom process that we teach at Intentional Living, which we all know, right? F-R-E-E. The first is focus on intention. What's God's intention for this? What is God's intention for in-law relationships? And figure out what pleases Christ and then do it. And then develop some habits. So I want to just share a little bit what I think God's intention is for relationships with in-laws, and then share with you 10 things that I think, just really practical things that may be helpful. And like I said, if you got a great relationship, keep doing it and stay at it. But don't assume you got a great relationship because maybe the other side doesn't think it's so great. You with me on that too? Some of us live in a constant state of denial about reality, so keep that sensitive as well. But the scripture is full of the power of love and the importance of love. And I can't think of any better reason to have a great relationship or work on a good relationship with your in-laws than what the scripture says in 1 John 4, 7 and 8. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God. He who does not love does not know God. We could camp there for a while, couldn't we? Because it says, for God is love. And so if we find it impossible to love, now, That doesn't mean you have all the feelings all the time, but to really practice love toward the in-laws in your life, if I understand what the scripture is saying, he who does not love doesn't know God. It's a spiritual test, I think, when it comes to these relationships that may be difficult. You may have a mother-in-law that you're just driving you up the wall, or a sister-in-law that's just difficult, and you find it hard to be loving toward them. And the scripture is very clear that for us as Christians, we have a responsibility to love that person. And loving that person, as we know in 1 Corinthians 13, is patience and kindness and long-suffering and all those kinds of things where we are being intentional in reaching out to that person. So, you ready to go? I want to give you 10 things that I believe are very practical for intentional living with your in-laws. Number one, job one for you and for me is to help our family member be successful in that in-law relationship. That's our number one job. My number one job as a father-in-law is to help Evan and Andrea and Derek be successful in their marriages. That's my job. That means it's not about me, just like Rick Warren says in The Purpose-Driven Life. And as the scripture says in Philippians 1:4, think not only of your own interests, but also the interests of others. And that means there's going to be times where you have to compromise. There's going to be times you're going to have to negotiate. There's times you have to bite your tongue. There's going to have to be times you have to just say nothing, you know, and let it go. Because the number one job that we all have is to help our brothers and sisters and children be successful in that relationship. Because the research is pretty clear, if you're not, there could be a problem. And one of the ways that we can do that is don't criticize. Just don't. Some of us have this need to critique. Any of you have that in an in-law? They just critique. They critique your food. They critique your house. They critique different things. And it can create a problem. Donna's dad, Warren, we all know Warren. Love Warren. But Warren knew how things were supposed to be. And Warren would at times just come and just, he'd be able very positively suggest how you could rearrange the house a little differently. And I would chuckle, because it didn't really matter to me. And it really wasn't that much for his daughter, but you know, if it had been his daughter-in-law, you see the difference? Dads can say things to daughters that dads can't say to daughter-in-laws.
Dr. Randy returns in just a moment to continue sharing from his series on high-stake relationships. When you become a monthly member of the Intentional Living Center, you'll begin receiving Dr. Randy's coaching CDs every month. But for this month only, as a thank you, we'll send you all four teachings from the High Stake Relationship series, which include Intentional Living for Blended Families, Intentional Living for Single Parents, Intentional Living with Your In-Laws, and Intentional Living with Your Adult Children. These four great teachings are on two DVDs. So join today. Call during West Coast business hours, 1-888-1717, and press option number 4. Or go online to theintentionallife.com and click on Donate.
Do you have a hard time forgiving people who have done something wrong to you? And maybe you feel like you don't owe someone forgiveness unless they've asked for it.
This is the Intentional Living Minute. Here's psychologist Dr. Gregory Jantz, our intentional mental health specialist.
Maybe you find yourself carrying hurt and unforgiveness for a really long time, even though there's nothing you can do to change it. Lack of forgiveness hurts the person carrying the hurt far more than it hurts the person who needs to be forgiven. And oftentimes, the person who has hurt you has done so without even being aware of that hurt. It's not a burden worth carrying, and the release opens up a new level of relationship with God. It's a manifestation of His love and grace for us. If we don't learn how to forgive, then how can we really feel the gift of being forgiven by God? For Intentional Living, I'm Dr. Greg Jantz.
For more insight and encouragement, go to theintentionallife.com. Share your voice, your story, your passionate perspective with the staff at Intentional Living. Just call 888-1717. We really want to know your ideas for future programs.
Or we'd love to hear your story, because you might encourage other listeners. And we'd love to hear about the issues you're facing that Dr. Carlson can help with. So tell us what's on your heart today. Call 888-888-1717 and talk to us at Intentional Living.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. This month only, when you become a monthly partner with the Intentional Living Center, Dr. Randy is making available for you his entire series called High Stake Relationships. Just go to theintentionallife.com to find out more, or call 1-888-1717 during West Coast business hours and press number 4. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. Now, let's get back to Dr. Randy in the teaching studio at the Intentional Living Center.
Now, this thing of making it job one is to help your family member be successful. The only exception to this is when you need to jump in is when there's abuse, when there's danger. I mean, you may have a totally irresponsible son or daughter or brother or sister, and there's a child whose life is endangered, or there's abuse or something going on. And obviously you don't say, well, you know, I'm trying to have a good relationship and I want them to be successful. Our number one priority is those children. And so there are times that we have to violate some of these principles for the safety and protection of children. But our first job is to help our family members be successful. Does that make sense? Number two, as we think about intentional living with our in-law relationships, and this is really a big deal, this one, maintain realistic expectations. I think sometimes when a in-law relationship develops, there's this sense of we're going to be best buddies and it's just going to be fantastic. You know what? It ain't going to necessarily be so. Not all those in-law relationships are going to be best buddy relationships. And we can have unrealistic expectations. And you know the formula. Expectations, whenever they're larger than reality, equals disappointment. We set ourselves up when we have these unrealistic expectations. And I wrote this morning before I came in to teach this lesson. Maybe if you have a good relationship with your family and communicate, to sit down and just clarify expectations. To be able to sit down with your children and your in-laws and say, hey, let's just, you know, what do you expect of me? How can I really support you? Because sometimes what I'm going to be teaching is keeping boundaries in place and backing off and giving space, but you may have a daughter-in-law or a son-in-law whose expectation is we want you engaged in our life. We want you to comment. We want you to be right there. You know what I'm saying? And you're assuming, you're taking the role of saying, well, I want to back off and I want to give you space. So if you clarify the expectations, you can see what's expected. In marriage counseling, I'll ask couples to write down what they expect from each other, the top 10, and then they share the list and talk about the things they can and can't do in their marriage. And this is similar, I think, in in-law relationships. To clarify the expectations so there's a clear picture of what they need from you and expect from you. Because generally, expectations are unrealistic and probably mostly off base. We make assumptions because, as you know, we judge ourselves by our intentions and others judge us by our behavior. And so our intentions may be really good. And this is why in-law relationships get difficult, because you think, I don't know how I offended them. My intention was, right? But their expectation of whatever occurred was different. So clarifying those expectations can be helpful. And, of course, that can be difficult. I was thinking of King David. And you remember Absalom, his son, and the rebellion that he had. And he wanted to take over the kingdom. He wanted to rule. He wanted to, you know, usurp his authority. And David wrote the 62nd Psalm. And some say the 62nd Psalm was really in response to Absalom's rebellion. And listen to what David says about expectations. Because clearly, expectations were not being met. You know, I mean, you talk about a big dysfunctional family. You want to just study David and his family, and you kind of got all the fodder you're ever going to need for any lesson on dysfunctionality in families. But listen to what David said. My soul waits silently to God alone, for my expectation is from Him. And so if you have a really difficult relationship with an in-law and the expectation is here and reality is here, get your expectation off that person and put your expectation on God. That's for us as Christians, that we get our focus clearly around the right spiritual direction for our expectation. By the way, that's Psalm 62:5. It's a great reminder. So maintain realistic expectations.
Expectations, as you know, you've heard the formula, I teach it. You know, the expectations, whenever they're greater than reality, equals disappointment, and that creates all sorts of problems in relationships, certainly in in-law relationships. We have more coming up on this topic. I hope that you'll continue to listen as we go through this five-day series on intentional living with in-laws. And if you missed any of it, it's all available on DVD. Here's the good news. It's not only these 5 days of teaching on in-laws, but also we're including on our two DVDs, The High-Stake Relationship of Blended Families, How to Be Intentional as a Single Parent, and How to Be Intentional with Your Adult Children, about 3 hours of teaching. And it's available right now, I mean right now, when you call or when you go online and become a monthly member. What does that mean? Of the Intentional Living Center, monthly member, praying for us and supporting this listener-supported nonprofit ministry. We'll send you the DVD series as a way of saying thanks, and then every month you'll receive my coaching on CD as well. Here's the drill, real simple, two ways. Either call 888-888-1717 right now, or I should say during West Coast business hours, right, if it's not right now, and press number 4, or go to theintentionallife.com and click on donate. All right, Judy, thanks for being patient. She's been waiting in Lubbock. Hi, Judy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. What's going on in your in-law relationship?
First of all, I want to say how much I do enjoy your program and been listening probably since you and Kevin started. I was pregnant with our oldest daughter when Sandy was pregnant with Lauren.
Wow, now we got some gray hair now.
Yeah, a lot. My children remind me constantly.
Oh, no, you don't. I do.
Oh, well, I do, too.
Oh, okay.
My children, you know, I heard something from a friend of mine right before we got married. She was talking about in-laws and very wonderful piece of advice. And she said, you know, you need to practice liking your in-laws because it's not always easy. I'm going to use that as a segue into our issue. But I've taken that piece of advice, that wise counsel from a wise friend of mine, to heart and have really tried. The problem, for lack of a better word, becomes a bit complicated with my in-laws because when they come to see us, they like to do a lot of projects. They're wonderful about that. I mean, they want to help, and we so appreciate what they do. But I am blind, and so when there are things that I can do, I'm very independent and do what I need to do, raise my family, cook, clean, whatever. But when there are things within a project, aspects to that project that I can be a part of so that I can have some stock in it since it's our house, I want to do that. And we happen to have had an instance just in the last couple of weeks where we wanted to re-wallpaper our kitchen. And so the girls were at school, and so my husband and I and my mother-in-law and father-in-law went to the wallpaper store, and I just told them, I said, you know, I'm totally blind, so I don't have any vision at all. And I said, you know, my only requirement is that it's something cheery. I don't care. I just want it to be something that says good morning when you walk in the kitchen. So we went in to the wallpaper, and they found some wallpaper, and John liked it, so they all agreed. So here we go. Well, one of the things I wanted to do was to, you know, help wash the walls down and take the wallpaper off and, you know, put the sizer stuff, whatever that stuff is that you put on it that doesn't require any vision. I mean, you can just do that. And I had recently gone on a walk to Emmaus, and our reunion group was meeting, and I had told them early on that night I was not going to be able to start, that I could start on Wednesday morning because I was going to my reunion group, and so I wouldn't be available. And so my mother-in-law, bless her heart, she just got real offended because she said, well, this is the night I wanted to start, and, you know, we're going to be leaving on Friday, and, you know, there's just no way we can get it all done. And I said, well, I guess then I can't go to my reunion group. And she says, well, I guess you'll just have to do whatever you think is important.
Well, what happened there? I'll tell you exactly what happened there, Judy, is that your expectations and agenda were different than your mother-in-law's expectations and agenda. And my guess is, just hearing you speak, she knows you're blind. She probably figured this was something they could do to help. They set their schedule aside to come and do it. In her mind, it was a project she had taken on personally to get it done.
Well,
and by
fact,
you, by, and I'm wondering if by you saying, well, I can't do it tonight, let's do it tomorrow, messing up, in her mind, her schedule, the expectation was not there. See, she didn't see it as coming to help you as much as maybe taking it on herself and getting it done. I don't know, but it seems like that to me.
We didn't have the wallpaper agenda. I mean, we didn't have that before they came, but as soon as they got here within a couple of days, and I had already been telling them that, you know, I had this to do. But then, you know, it just, I don't know how to handle things in the future, because she does get, even like if I was cooking breakfast and one of the girls called me to go do something, and if I left what I was doing just for a minute, she would come and she would take it over. So I couldn't.
Yeah.
I couldn't.
I understand. But what I would do, Judy, answering your question, there's two things I would do in a relationship with your mother-in-law, given the unique circumstances that you face. One is I would take the high road. And I heard a definition of John Maxwell this week. He said the low road is when we treat people worse than we treat ourselves. And the middle road is when we treat people the same way they treat us. And the high road is when we treat someone better than they treat us. And I think taking the high road is not only a great biblical principle and teaching, but it's great in these relationships. And mom-in-law is there for a short period of time. I suggest we bend over backward as much as we can in these kind of relationships to take the high road, to treat her better than she actually is treating you. She apparently doesn't understand. She's got her own agenda and so on. Now, if this were a daily rub every day in a relationship, then I think it's important to sit down and clarify it. But not every relationship that you get together every few months, that's a little strained. You have to sit down and work it all out. I think part of it is accepting those differences and loving people for who they are. Secondly, Judy, when it comes to certain expectations, when mom-in-law is coming, I would encourage your husband, with your help and supervision, to establish what the priorities are going to be during that visit, what the expectations are. And I think so often we get in trouble with our relationships, in-law and otherwise, because we have unclear expectations of each other, what the roles and responsibilities going to be. It's what happens in marriages and business, happens in in-law relationships as well. God bless you, Judy. Appreciate the call.
Let's face it, we all brought baggage to our marriages, right? And sometimes that baggage has a name. In-laws. So now what? The good news is that Dr. Randy has a great teaching to help you out. It's called Intentional Living with Your In-Laws. And it's yours today when you become a monthly member of the Intentional Living Center. In fact, this teaching plus three other great teachings are featured in a two-DVD package of what Dr. Randy calls the High Stake Relationships series. Join now, and you'll not only receive this great series, but coaching CDs every month from Dr. Randy. Go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Or call during West Coast business hours, 1-888-888-1717 and press number 4.
Thank you, Heather. You did that well, and I think presented the fact that during this month of May, basically we're taking all of the teaching for about 20 days of broadcasting and putting it onto that two DVD set as people are joining us in this special month. Thank you for doing that. The reason I set up this whole series is because I understand and I've observed and I've seen and I've experienced myself personally that the quality of your relationships really impact the quality of your life. Now, when we talk about relationships, maybe a guy passing you on the highway and cut you off, you don't have a great relationship with that person. You pray for them, right, as they go about their way and not be lingering with the anger. But that relationship long-term is not going to be as impactful as these four high-stake relationships that we've been talking about. Single parents, God bless you. You know that that relationship with your kids, with your ex-spouse, can be very significant. Blended families, dare I say much more other than what we've already taught about blended families. And of course, this series on in-laws, and then still to come, I think one of the unsung, untalked about relationships is with adult children. your sons or daughters. And I'm going to explore how to be intentional with that, all a part of this series. I'll tell you more about getting that in just a moment. But I hope that your comments will come through, because we'd love to hear them, at 888-888-1717 and press number 2.
Hi, Dr. Randy. This is Debbie in Alaska, and I'm listening to your program on unforgiveness. And I had to really work through, probably for 8 years, forgiving my mother-in-law, who was very critical and really spoke in a way that destroyed respect and a feeling of belonging. And it wasn't until I heard on your program that forgiving doesn't mean you have to allow someone to continue that behavior. And when I realized that I could forgive her for years of verbal criticism and abuse and not have to be subjected to it anymore, it was very freeing. And I have to say, too, that it has made me realize that as my son approaches his own wedding, that I want to be extra vigilant in not creating that kind of insecurity in my new daughter-in-law's relationship with my son. I want to be very cautious in the way I speak and I respond and the way I react. Thank you for your program and for helping us understand better the Word of God so that we can apply it more beautifully in our own life.
Well, you're welcome. And I think of the passage that says to us that, Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight. And boy, when you talk about in-law relationships, that's really important. In fact, earlier today we had a chapel service with our staff, and I was teaching on the power of words, because we're really in the words business here. That's what we do. Crafting words, putting things together to encourage, to provoke, to, you know, wake us up, to challenge us, to make us smile, but to use the words and understand that the Word of God is the beginning of that, to build us closer in relationship to Him. And so all of these high-stake relationships that we've been talking about during this month of May, single parenting relationships, blended family relationships, in-law relationships, and adult children relationships, really come down to the words that we share and communicate with each other. And that's why we are here to encourage you. And by the way, all of that is available on DVD, all 3 hours of teaching. Right now, when you become a monthly member of the Intentional Living Center, we'll send you, as I mentioned, on DVD, all of this teaching, about 3 hours worth. And then every month you'll receive more of my coaching CDs to help you live an intentional life in Christ. Join today. Your monthly support, your best gift, would be so appreciated. Can I challenge you to pray about $40 a month? Can't do that, Randy. Whatever God lays on your heart, whatever your best monthly gift could be, that's all we ask. TheIntentionalLife.com. Click on Donate. Or call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, and press number 4. Okay? Love to hear from you. All right, we got more coming up next time as we continue to talk about the high-stake relationship with in-laws. See you then.